Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
We might see white smoke.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, it'll make no difference. You'll lose by 15. But, I mean, it's... Here's the crusher when it comes to him not playing to this point. And that is this. I don't think Miami has a matchup for him.
Exactly.
Now, he's played with the mask before. He got 4 years ago, he hit by Markelle Fultz?
Yes.
I think it's the only thing Markelle Fultz hit during the course of his career.
Exactly right.
You could have Markelle Fultz or Jason Tatum.
Bingo!
We'll take Fultz. I'm sitting there like, I can't believe this. I'm sitting at home, and the Celtics had the first overall pick. They had the first pick, and they traded it to Philadelphia. Right? I'm thinking. Because with the first pick, they kept saying the Celtics are going to take Fultz, are going to take Fultz. I'm thinking, geez, I hope not. I hope they take Tatum. Because I didn't like Fultz. I'm thinking Tatum, I think Tatum's going to be great. I'm telling my kids that. They said, they got to take Tatum. Then they make the trade. And it's like, oh, they're going to take Fultz. And I said to my kids, I said, do you want to know why? The Celtics are taking Tatum. They knew the Sixers wouldn't take him. Boy, you botched that one up. Yes. Great pick.
No question.
Right. You know, but what was it called down there? It was called the what?
The process.
The process. Well, in the process... The process, called the process of elimination. You can eliminate faults. He didn't help you. All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports Domestics microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Jaquan Brisker joining us from Chicago in a moment, but first, our play-by-play call of the day, the Phillies bullpen doesn't get it done.
And J.D. rips one down the line. That's an extra base hit. McNeil will score. Canada third. He'll be held up there. It's an RBI double for J.D. Davis. It's 7-5, and the tying runs are in scoring position. Never say die.
And Brandon gets the curve and lines it into center field. A base hit. In is Canada. Here's Jankowski. He scores, and the Mets have tied it. Brandon Nimmo with a two-run single. The Mets have scored six times in the top of the ninth to tie this game at 7-7. What a rally. And Starling unloads one deep left center. Back to the warning track goes Herrera near the wall. It's off the base. Here's Nimmo around third. He'll come in to score, and the Mets take the lead. Unbelievable.
That probably wasn't pleasant for any of you Philly fans out there. Notice we never play any negative Yankee things. You ever notice that? Yeah. And the Phillies have won as many championships in this century as the Yankees have. In fact, I think you have one more than the Mets, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And as many as the Marlins.
You're not wrong.
Well, I know I'm not wrong. But this is the year for the Yankees. Going to make it all the way to the American League Championship Series. Going to be beaten by Cleveland. All right. So, it's not good. Or the Angels. Or Houston. Or somebody. All right. And what will happen is in Game 6, Aaron Boone's going to get in the face of one of the umpires. What do you think? Huh?
You, sir, are my hero!
We're losing. Go back to the dugout. We're losing. Go back to the dugout. I mean, why don't you take out your analytics chart? There you go. Go back to the dugout. Okay. That's your guy, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
All right. Jaquan Brisker drafted second round, Chicago Bears. It was the first pick by the Bears, in fact. Bears didn't have a first round pick. So he's the first guy the new regime has taken. Earlier today, I had a chance to talk with the former Nittany Lion and now Chicago Bear, Jaquan Brisker.
Well, in the 40-plus years I've been doing this job, I can tell you that one of the top five safeties, and you can argue maybe the best I've seen here, is Jaquan Brisker. And he knows it because I've already told him that a couple times, so it's not unusual for him to hear that. Jaquan, first of all, what was it like on day two, the wait, and then finding out it was the Bears?
Really, the wait, it was, you know, kind of difficult, but, you know, honestly, just being around friends and family, you know, really helped me a lot, just going around, you know, just thanking everybody, you know, for, you know, showing up and, you know, thanking everybody, you know, just for being there and things like that. But, you know, the way, you know, after I seen, you know, a couple players go ahead of me, you know, it was kind of difficult, but I just wanted to, you know, see what team really wanted me. And then once, you know, I seen the Bears call me, I was like, there was a, this team wants me. You know, they didn't pass me up in the first round because they didn't have a first round pick. So, you know, they had second round pick. So, you know, once they picked me, you know, I was very comfortable with going with the Bears. And then, you know, I also visited with them during my 30 visit. So I had a great time here. And, you know, they have a great staff and, you know, great organization. So I was very happy.
In fact, it's a brand new staff there, as a matter of fact. It is a fresh start in Chicago with that staff. How excited are you, and especially the fit that you have in that particular defense they want to run?
Yes, sir. I'm very excited. Just, you know, excited to play, you know, under this defense, you know, especially, you know, the scheme and things like that. But, you know, especially a new staff, you know, everybody want to come in, you know, go to the playoffs and, you know, win a Super Bowl. So I'm happy.
Something, it's one thing to sit there and anybody who watches you combine, and I was, you know, and Kim Jones from NFL Network and I were watching you combine, and like, wow, look at everything he can do. And I said, that's not the half of it. It's the football smarts to go with the athleticism. What kind of person are you in terms of studying the game of football where you immerse yourself in it?
Like a football geek, like really just, you know, trying to diagnose everything I can and transfer it over, you know, to the field. Look at what I can, you know, on film, you know, go through the playbook and then, you know, transfer it on to the field, you know, just really pay attention to every single detail, you know, that I'm doing, that also that my teammates are doing, so that allows me to play even more faster. So, you know, really just, you know, studying a lot, you know, especially, you know, I've been playing it for so long. So, you know, a lot of it's just, you know, different terminology, you know, at different places. So really just getting comfortable with the terminology and really just studying it over and over again until I feel like I'm great. So,
Jaquan, there are two ways that you can bet on yourself. Number one is, I'm going into the draft. That's it. Or you can come back for a year because you're confident enough that you can show everybody that you can improve your game and be a higher pick. You went with the latter. What did this past season mean to your growth as a player to get you in a position to be a second-round pick?
It meant a lot just, you know, coming back, you know, just being a professional, you know, having, Coach Franklin Stagg, teaching me how to, be a leader, be a man off the field also, but, just taking everything all in, not, missing any notes or any, big, points, that Coach Franklin or the staff has said, but, just coming back, being a professional, taking it all in, and, just helping myself, just make sure that, I'm on the field, I'm showing what I could do, showing my versatility, showing, coming back, that was very important for me to come back and show my versatility, show what I could do, play even more faster, but, just more be a professional, be a great leader.
Which you are. What did Anthony Poindexter mean to you this past season?
He meant a lot, especially off the field. He taught me a lot off the field, just my football, just being a man, just like, Coach Franklin. So he fit right into the set. And then on the field, he's a great safety himself. So, me just, learning every single thing that I can from him, under that year we had, and, us having, a great time together. And, the relationship, was great. I love Coach Poindexter, everything he taught me, I transferred onto the field, and you guys seen it.
I have to ask you about the progress of little brother, and that's Jair Brown. Tig is something else. And Tig is now betting on himself to do exactly what you've done. What are the attributes that he brings to the table that on the pro level are going to be very attractive?
I'd say versatility also. Last year we both played left and right, so he got the chance to play free safety and boundary safety. So, that versatility is very important. And then also his ball skills. He wasn't talking about last year, but he was tied in the nation for, the most interceptions. So, his ball skill, that's huge in the league because, you get paid intercepting the ball and giving it back to the offense. So, I think that's very important. Then I know he's going to take on, the leadership role and take over there. So, once he shows versatility again, and then his ball skills and then his leadership, it's going to be easy once he gets into the league. He's going to be a great safety.
How young were you, Jaquan, when you started dreaming about the NFL? And now that it's a reality, what's this like compared to the dream?
I'd say very young. Probably, around, 7 or 8. I was, carrying around my brother's, helmet, shoulder pads, at a very young age. And, playing with socks, my mom taking things away from me and things like that. So I'll say at a very young age. And, me just telling my parents, as long as I get, to college, I'll be fine. So, really, now that I'm here, it's just like, wow. Like, all the hard work, everything, really paid off. So, just really taking it all in. But, also, now it's time to be a professional. Now, it's time to just go. Like, I can't be, too sharp for too long or, things like that. I just got to be ready now. So, it's time to go.
And you walk out of here with your degree. And that's what a lot of people are ready. You walk out of here with your degree. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Jaquan, you're one of the best I've ever seen here. And look forward to seeing you not only in the professional ranks, but seeing you stop by here every once in a while just to say hi, okay?
Yes, sir. Look forward to seeing you also. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Jaquan Brisker of the Chicago Bears. That has a nice ring to it. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Always great to talk with Jaquan Brisker. He's one of those guys, as time went on, got a chance to know him more and more. And the more you know him, the more you like him. And as a player, I had to mention the degree part at the end. But Jaquan Brisker did get his degree. Got it, I think he got it in December. And give him all the credit in the world. I mean, he came back. He leaves as a second-round pick with his degree. And now he gets to live out a dream. I mean, it could be a nightmare. I mean, you know, some guys end up in nightmare scenarios. I mean, look at Aaron Boone. All right, so what? No? Not good? Not what you were looking for?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
You're so touchy. Very touchy. All right. All right. You okay there? I mean, I'm worried about you.
No, I'm good. I'm on Joel Embiid watch, but you know what, Steve? I'm also on John Hara watch.
You got more to give, Steve Jones.
Well, he's trying to give more to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, so you were critical last year of Tim Tebow trying out with the Jaguars as a tight end.
That's correct.
So you don't think I remember the show, do you?
No, I know you remember the show. I know where you're going with this.
But this is okay.
Because this is not an act like Tim Tebow was. This is a guy that's worked
they're
hard,
both,
that's a good story.
Both okay. Both okay. It's all right. Hey, they're both okay.
John Hara is a professional. Tim Tebow was all an act.
How do you know that?
It was just, he knows what he knew at the time. It's not so much anymore. He knew at the time what Tebow mania was like, and he probably had an idea of if he was going to have a shot or not at whatever situation he went in, when it was with the Eagles, when it was with the Jets, when it was with whenever he tried out as a tight end. I forgot who that was with, but you know, there just comes to a point where you have to just think before you do.
So Louis Domingue should have given up?
Again, that's a different story because...
Because why? What's the difference?
Because he was called upon and he stepped up. And now he's getting another shot because he's the only option right now. But he's only getting this because of his performance. Tim Tebow had this even beforehand.
All he was trying to do was to give it one more shot to keep his career alive. I laud people all the time to keep their careers alive. Right? It's what they love to do. You know, and you're over there taking shots. All right. Wait, do I think he would make it? No. Now, John Hara, let's talk about John Hara for a moment. The basketball player to tight end part is not unusual in the NFL. Tony Gonzalez, who was at Cal when Penn State played in the Jimmy V Classic against Cal. Antonio Gates, who played against Penn State in the Jordan Center in the NIT. Jimmy Graham, basketball player at Miami. You know, John was going to go to Army to play tight end. Now, the one thing, though, and John's in great shape, the one difference is there is a difference between football shape and basketball shape, and it goes both ways. Because I've seen football players come out to play basketball, and it takes the football players a while to get into basketball shape, and it goes the other way around. You know, is he in football shape to play? Ross Travis did a lot of work with some people here to get himself to the NFL, which he was in the NFL with a couple of teams. So maybe John can do it. Maybe at minimum, make the practice team.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink snacks, six great flavors of slushies, and the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages, the king.
King.
Best pickles in the world. So
very
we
true.
Got new listeners.
Oh, we do.
Aunt Helen, Uncle Walt.
Oh, great.
I hope they're out there. Hello. So, I talked to Aunt Helen yesterday. And I think she's listening. So.
Oh, good.
She's the best. They live in New Falls, Ohio. Yeah. So, of course, I thought it was Milton Falls, but whatever. I don't hear well. I need like a hearing aid. So
we had somebody call from Arizona yesterday too. So we keep going.
Huh?
We had somebody call from Arizona yesterday.
Arizona?
Yeah.
What's in Arizona?
We had somebody call from there yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Listening to
my
us on our
secretary's daughter just got a job in Arizona. Surprise, Arizona, right outside of Phoenix. So, wow. So you got a listener in Arizona. Hi.
And no words.
It's still cold here.
Yeah, and rainy.
And rainy.
Oh, it's going to rain here till 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's too bad too because it's commencement weekend, so you got all these graduates coming in.
Yeah, we got that. I'm living right in the middle of it. So, a little rugrats will get their diplomas and hit the road. So, 15,000 people converging on Little Stores, Connecticut, and it's little. So, and then they'll all be gone. So, bye. So,
you seem sad for them to leave.
There. We got COVID all over this place. We're testing at 11.5% now. So, is it bad there?
Not really.
Yeah, people, no one's really paying attention to it now. It's no longer we've got some schools are closing and stuff like that.
Oh. So,
yeah. You know, too many kids and teachers got it. So, I don't know why Connecticut all of a sudden is just getting hammered with it. So, I never got it. So, don't plan on getting it. So, how about them Red Sox, Matt? What do you think?
Holy man!
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Seven. They've got two primary problems. All right, and they're both offensive. And one is the 7, 8, 9 hitters. Are giving them almost nothing.
I would say six too.
Yeah, but primarily
7, 8, 9. They're a weird team. I mean, four guys are as good as anyone in baseball.
Yeah.
But their problem is they're not hitting home runs. So they're getting on base and getting stranded there. And that's, Bogaerts is batting .380, but he just makes it to second base, and that's about it, you know.
Well, the other part, too, is that something that they've, over the years, they've been great with in terms of getting guys on base is walks.
Yeah.
They had 14 walks over 17 games. I mean, they're just either not patient, and nobody's hitting. And that nobody's hitting home runs. Pitchers are complaining about the baseballs. They're still using the same baseballs. More guys are getting hit by pitches. Because the surface of the ball is slippery. That's why everybody's using spider tack. We can talk about Gerrit Cole all you want, but that was the reason they were doing it. They actually had more control over the ball when they were using it. When they stopped using it, hit batsmen went up, and now it's all over the place, and the pitchers are complaining about
the ball, and the ball that they're using, they're deliberately using one that doesn't fly as far. Like, okay, you're an entertainment industry, correct? I just want to make sure what you are.
Oh, my almighty!
You're right, but the Red Sox got more problems than that. I mean, they bring in Story, okay, and he's done nothing, and they put him at second base, and they pay him $23 million a year. You've got Bogarts, who they will not sign a deal with. They put it on the table, and he's your shortstop. But you bring in a shortstop and pay him $23 million and put him at second base, but he's under the assumption he is going to be the shortstop there. So now you've messed with your key players, you know, and that's what the Red Sox always do. So,
well, I'm not sold on the approach of the general manager.
No, he's a small market manager.
And that doesn't work in New York. It doesn't work in Boston. You know, it works in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It won't work in Pittsburgh because they don't pay anybody. So,
I saw one game. the poor Pirates. So, whatever.
But it could be worse. You could be the Reds.
What happened to Willie Stargell?
I mean, look at the Reds. Do they still have just three wins?
Yeah, they're 3-24 now.
3-24?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Didn't see that one coming.
Weren't they pretty good last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were almost made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, they did make the playoffs.
Right.
In that expanded playoff deal in 2020 they were in. Now, nothing.
So it's enjoyable to listen to Boston radio right now with the Bruins. The Bruins don't even know how to skate anymore.
Right. They're done.
Oh, they're horrible. Holy cow.
The Patriots drafted people in the witness protection program.
They drafted the guy in the first round. They could have got the sixth round.
Did you see what the Rams did?
Yes.
The director of player personnel for the Rams? They're out there celebrating. They screwed up our entire draft. The guy we were planning on picking at 104, they picked in the first round.
As if the Rams should even be talking because they have no picks. But yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, the Rams went and rolled the dice and they won. So
you know what? And I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. What the Rams did, I'm all for, because guess what? One team wins every year.
Yep.
That's it. And how many times have we seen teams? They get close. Right? When you have a chance to go for it, you go for it. Because you may never get another chance. And I think the Rams were right what they did. You know, they said the heck with it. You know, they mortgaged the future. You know, I always love these. Oh, hey, we're building for the future. You know what that means?
Giants are building for the future.
But you know, what happens when you're building for the future? You have no present.
Yep. Although the Giants had a good draft. So.
They did. Not only the first two round picks. I'll tell you, watch for a sneaky one. They got in round five that I think will help them. Micah McFadden, the linebacker from Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah, watch for him. McFadden is a guy that is a downhill linebacker who knows how to play. Right? Well, he'll be on first and second downs. I'm telling you, I think this kid will not only make the team, he'll start for him.
I heard a stat. I went in and out on the draft. That 75% of the NFL are third round picks and up.
That's because of money. You mean first to third round or third round back to seven?
Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth round draft picks.
You want to know why?
Makes up most of the NFL, 75%.
You want to know why? Money. Huh? Money. They don't have to pay 3 through 7 as much money.
Well, no, they're currently playing for NFL teams.
Oh, I know.
They make up the rosters.
I mean,
they still got to perform. It's not...
Right.
You know.
But you'll know that they're populating them left and right, and that's the usually one rounds 1 to 3, you have to play your way out of the league.
Okay.
You're gonna get chances left and right, and I'll give you a good example. Not to pick on a guy, because in this Eagles Super Bowl season, he had a terrific season, but it's the only really good season he's had. Nelson Aguilar.
That is a good example.
Aguilar is still in the league, right? But he's not in the league because of performance. He's in the league because they think he's, you know, we still see something in him. If you're rounds 4 through 7, to get the second contract, you got to play your way into the league. You've got to really prove in your first 3 or 4 years that you are a long-term solution, right? And so, so you got to play your way into the league. In the NBA, round 1, you got to play your way out of the league, and it takes forever to get rid of some of these guys. I'm watching a game the other night. Dallas is playing Phoenix, and it's garbage time. And Trey Burke, the former first-round pick of the Utah Jazz who played at Michigan, is out there mopping up. I'm like, going, he's still in the league?
Yeah, that's another good example right there.
Well, no. You know what? You know,
$15 million a year to mop up.
Do you know where he verbaled? You know what his verbal commitment was?
Was it Penn State?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. He ended up going to Michigan.
A lot of verbals.
Yeah. That's why verbals are like, I want to see the
Us, Penn State.
I want to see the dotted line. But he's still there. If you're a second-round pick or a free agent, you got to play your way into the league in the NBA. You know, and the guy, you know, and if you're able to play your way in and get the second and third contract, you've got beachfront property someplace, and maybe in multiple places. All right. We have to do headlines. So we'll come back, do headlines in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Time for headlines.
All right, Steve, what do you got for this week?
Joel Embiid attempts to go for Sixers, and Louis Dominguez to replace him.
Hey, if he plays the way he did the other night in triple overtime, I'm okay with that.
I looked up journeyman in the dictionary. Louis Dominguez's picture was there.
I know, that's awesome. He deserved it from game one.
Hey. You know what? But see, there's a guy that's hung around and kept his career alive. He has more minor league starts in his career than he does NHL starts. And of all the crazy things, on a franchise that has Andre Vasilevsky as its goalie, Louis Domingue is actually the record holder in Tampa Bay for most consecutive wins by a goalie.
Man, they're good, Tampa Bay. I love the playoffs.
I don't think they're going to beat Toronto.
Yeah, it's a tough series right now.
Toronto's very good. The parity is, except for the Bruins, the parity is just, the first round is just awesome. I'm just enjoying every minute of it.
All right, King, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to go back to baseball, and I saw a comical thing where George Brett was in the in the booth with the Yankee announcers, and I don't know if it was Aaron Judge who was up or who was up, but they put this shift on. and where they put the third baseman in left field and the second baseman in short right field, and the entire left side of the infield is empty. And George Brett said, if they do that, did that for me, I'd have hit 600.
Yes,
exactly.
When I find it hard to believe that they're starting to say that the teams are going back to who's the manager of the Mets?
Buck Showalter.
Yeah, he said he's just playing straight up now, that the shifts aren't working. And my headline would be, how many teams are just going to go back to playing normal baseball? And it's hard for me to fathom that somebody who's a professional hitter sees half of the infield empty and can't just hit a little ground ball, a shortstop, and get a base hit. That they would just sit there and let them do that. So
there you go. That's a good one. Yep. All right, I'm going to go with our man. You got more to give, Steve Jones. John Hara, 85 for the Eagles. Let's see what he can do this weekend at rookie camp.
Well, look, if you can't root for John Hara, if you don't like John Hara, you just flat out don't like people. You're just a mean, rotten person. I mean, because John Hara is about as nice a guy as there is on the planet, who just busts his backside. The one issue he's going to run into in trying to transition to the NFL, there's a difference between basketball shape and football shape, and it goes both ways. I've seen a lot of football players to basketball, and it takes them a couple 3 weeks to get into basketball shape. Well, it goes the same thing with football. And, you know, John could be whetting the appetite for next year in some ways, because what Ross Travis did, and Ross got to the NFL playing with the Indianapolis Colts, among others, is Ross worked out with a lot of NFL people, a lot of the football people here to transition from basketball to football.
There you go. Let's go. I'm rooting for him. What's next for you, Steve?
Let's see. The Miami Heat. Oh, heck, they're just going to sweep it. They're going to win in Philadelphia. That's it. So, done.
Well.
Fried. Cooked.
Yeah, that's not totally out of the question, but we'll see. I hope you're wrong.
I only said that just to get your goat. I really don't care. I don't care if they win or not.
All right, I'll throw another one in here. Kentucky Derby, of course, is tomorrow.
Oh,
we had Dick Girardi yesterday. He's there for the first time in a couple years. But we've seen some weird...
And because of load management, three horses are going to sit out. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, that's kind of my question is, we've seen all sorts of weird the last two derbies. We've seen the whole Baffert thing. Then we saw a horse get disqualified. What are we going to see next? Maybe it might be that. Horses taking load management. I don't know, but something tells me something new is going to happen.
Talk to the horse. He's exhausted.
I swear, if any of these Baffert horses win again, that's something. Something's up. I don't think they're gonna, but, you know.
You know what? Dick Girardi, he may not really know him, but he knows him somewhat. And Dick is buying what Bob Baffert's talking about.
Okay.
Remember that day? One day, Girardi calls me up, and he says, hey, guess who I'm standing next to? Hey there, it's Bob Baffert. I'm like, what the heck? Going on?
We'll find out.
That was out of Del Mar.
All right, King, what do you got?
How many PGA golfers are going to skip the PGA and go to the Saudi league?
Jeez.
Now you got right. Sergio Garcia screaming he's going.
Oh boy.
There's another PGA pro. It was more middle of the pack who says he's going too. Look, the money's huge.
I mean, they've got a image problem as it is. If Tiger doesn't play or Phil doesn't play, nobody watches.
Thank you.
You know, and if they leave, what's PGA going to do? So.
Well, I mean, Matt doesn't want Tiger to play at all because he wants to see the ruination of the PGA Tour.
PGA's got a bad image right now.
Greg Norman, Lee Westwood. Let's see. They're doing it. So those are some of the guys. There's one other middle of the road pro that might be a name that people know. There's eight events. Ian Poulter, Kevin Na, let's see, Bubba Watson, Lee Westwood.
Bubba Watson's going?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's my favorite. Well, can they still play in the PGA, too?
Yeah, but they have to request to the PGA an exemption to do it.
Okay. Well, bigger's better. Another league to compete with, so...
Matt is hoping Tiger Woods doesn't play anymore because he'd like to see the PGA Tour ruined.
He can go play in Saudi. I don't care.
Matt likes when everything but his teams get ruined.